Hello and welcome. I'm really glad you've pressed play today because in the next 10 minutes, we're going to make sure that speed, one of the most fundamental topics in your OCR GCSE physics course, is completely locked in for you. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. Speed sits in topic 1.3 of the OCR GCSE physics specification, and it comes up in almost every paper. It connects to forces, waves, and even electricity. So getting it right here pays dividends across the whole course. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to recall the formula, use it confidently, read distance time graphs, explain the difference between average and instantaneous speed, and know exactly what examiners are looking for. Let's get started. So, what is speed? At its most basic, speed is a measure of how quickly an object covers a distance. It tells you the rate at which distance is changing with time. The key formula, and this one you absolutely must memorize, is speed equals distance divided by time. In symbols, V equals D divided by T, where V is speed in meters per second, D is distance in meters, and T is time in seconds. This formula is not given to you on the OCR formula sheet, so you must know it by heart. A great way to remember it is the formula triangle. Picture a triangle. At the top, write D for distance. At the bottom left, write V for speed. At the bottom right, write T for time. To find any one of the three, cover it up with your finger, and the remaining two tell you what to do. Cover D, and you see V times T, so distance equals speed multiplied by time. Cover V, and you see D over T, speed equals distance divided by time. Cover T, and you see D over V, time equals distance divided by speed. Simple, reliable, and it works every time. Now the units. Speed is measured in meters per second, written as m or second, but in real life, we often see kilometers per hour or kilometers per h. You need to be able to convert between these. To convert from kilometers per h to m or seconds, you divide by 3.6. To go from m or seconds to kilometers per h, you multiply by 3.6. For example, a car traveling at 108 kilometers per hour is traveling at 108 divided by 3.6, which equals 30 meters per second. This kind of unit conversion is worth a dedicated mark in many OCR questions, so always show it as a separate step. Also, watch out for time units. If a question gives you time in minutes, convert to seconds by multiplying by 60. If it gives you hours, multiply by 3600. A really common mistake, and I see this every year, is treating 1.5 hours as 1 hour and 50 minutes. It isn't. 1.5 hours is 1 hour and 30 minutes, which is 90 minutes or 5,400 seconds. Always double check your time conversions. Now let's talk about typical speeds. OCR specifically asks you to recall these, so memorize them. A person walking moves at about 1.5 meters per second. Cycling is around 6 meters per second. A car on a motorway travels at roughly 30 meters per second. A train is about 50 meters per second. An aeroplane cruises at around 250 meters per second. And the speed of sound in air is approximately 330 meters per second. These values come up in estimation questions, where you'll be asked to judge whether a calculated answer is reasonable. If you calculate a walking speed of 15 meters per second, something has gone wrong. A person walking is only 1.5 meters per second. Next, let's look at average speed versus instantaneous speed. This distinction is really important for higher tier candidates especially. Average speed is the total distance of a journey divided by the total time taken. It doesn't matter if the object sped up, slowed down, or stopped along the way, you just use the overall figures. Here's a classic mistake. If someone travels at 30 kilometers per hour for the first half of a journey and 60 kilometers per hour for the second half, you might be tempted to say the average speed is 45 kilometers per hour. That's the arithmetic mean. But that is wrong. You must calculate the total distance and divide by the total time. The arithmetic mean only works if the times for each stage are equal, which they usually aren't. Instantaneous speed, on the other hand, is the speed at one specific moment in time. Think of it like the reading on a car's speedometer. It tells you how fast you're going right now, not over the whole journey. Now, distance time graphs. These are absolutely central to this topic, and OCR loves testing them. On a distance time graph, the x-axis shows time in seconds, and the y-axis shows distance in meters. The gradient, that is, the steepness of the line, equals the speed. A steeper line means a faster speed. A horizontal line means the object is stationary. The gradient is zero, so the speed is zero. A straight diagonal line means constant speed. And a curve means the speed is changing. If the curve gets steeper, the object is speeding up. If it flattens, it's slowing down. For a straight line, you calculate speed by finding the gradient, change in distance divided by change in time. Pick two points on the line, find the difference in their y values, that's your change in distance, and divide by the difference in their x values, that's your change in time. For a curved line, and this is higher tier content, you need to draw a tangent at the point you're interested in. A tangent is a straight line that just touches the curve at that point without crossing it. You then calculate the gradient of that tangent line to find the instantaneous speed at that moment. Do not use a chord, that is a line connecting two points on the curve, as that gives you an average speed over an interval, not the instantaneous speed.
Right. Let's talk exam strategy. I want to share the most important tips for picking up every available mark. First, always write the formula before you substitute values. For a four-mark calculation, OCR typically awards one mark for the correct formula, one mark for correct substitution, one mark for the correct unit conversion, and one mark for the final answer with units. Even if your arithmetic goes wrong, you can still earn 3 out of 4 marks by showing your method clearly. Never skip steps.
Second, read the axis labels carefully. This sounds obvious, but in the exam hall, under pressure, candidates regularly confuse distance time graphs with velocity time graphs. On a distance time graph, the gradient gives you speed. On a velocity time graph, the gradient gives you acceleration, a completely different quantity. Check the labels before you do anything else. Third, when a question asks you to estimate a speed, use the specification values. Don't invent your own. Say, a typical walking speed is approximately 1.5 meters per second, and use that as your basis. Fourth, remember that speed is a scalar quantity. It has magnitude but no direction. Velocity, by contrast, is a vector. It has both magnitude and direction. If an exam question asks you to state whether speed is a scalar or vector, the answer is scalar. One mark, easy. Fifth, gradient calculation. Rise over run, not run over rise. Change in y divided by change in x. If you invert this, you get time divided by distance, which is not speed. This is one of the most common errors in the entire paper. Okay, time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the formula for speed? The answer is speed equals distance divided by time. Question 2. What does the gradient of a distance time graph represent? The answer is speed. Question 3. A car travels at 72 kilometers per hour. What is this in meters per second? The answer is 72 divided by 3.6, which equals 20 meters per second. Question 4. What is the approximate speed of sound in air? The answer is 330 meters per second. Question 5. How do you find the instantaneous speed from a curved distance time graph? The answer is draw a tangent to the curve at that point and calculate its gradient. Question 6. Is speed a scalar or a vector? The answer is scalar. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today. 1. Speed equals distance divided by time. Memorize this formula. It is not on the formula sheet. 2. Always convert units before calculating. Time in seconds, distance in meters, speed in meters per second. 3. The gradient of a distance time graph equals speed. Steeper equals faster. 4. For curved distance time graphs, draw a tangent to find instantaneous speed. This is higher tier content. 5. Average speed equals total distance divided by total time. Never the arithmetic mean of two speeds. 6. Know your typical speeds, walking 1.5, cycling 6, car 30, train 50, aeroplane 250, sound 330, all in meters per second. 7. Speed is a scalar. Velocity is a vector. That's everything for this episode. You've covered the full OCR specification for topic 1.3, speed. Keep practicing those graph questions, show all your working and calculations, and remember, every step you write down is a potential mark. Good luck in your exam. You've got this.